welcome to the Semiconductor Insiders Podcast Series. The goal of this podcast is to bring semiconductor experts together to get to the truth about the matter at hand. We'll get right to the point and not exceed 30 minutes of your time. If you have a topic you would like us to cover, please post it on semiwiki.com and we'll get right to it. My guest today is Dr. Johan Dupree, the Managing Director and CTO of Menta, a leader in embedded FPGA IP cores for chips and smart sensors. Welcome to the podcast, Johan.
Hello, Dan. Thank you for welcoming me to your SemiWiki podcast series. Very happy to chat with you.
Yeah, we just saw each other at DAC, and we can talk about that in a little bit. But what I want to ask you first is, what originally brought you to the semiconductor industry?
That's an interesting question. So I would think that tracing back to when I was 8, actually, so in 1987, several things happened. The first thing was that I got my first PC, which was, of course, 8086 powered this time. And for a young kid, there was not much things to do, no video games, you know, these kind of computers. So I spent some time to learn programming in BASIC. I was the first on counting with computers and electronic. Also, when I was 8, I was very frustrated because I had no difficulties at school apart from learning things by heart. I would never be able to deliver any poetry in class while I was spending quite a lot of time in readings and already liked a lot to learn things. So I started dreaming at 8 years old of plugging some kind of memory cards or tapes right into my brains that could contain everything that is in encyclopedias, for example. So it's actually naturally that later on I decided to go to computer science and electrical engineering studies. Now, fast forwarding to 2000, in engineering school, one of my teachers was actually Jacques-Olivier Pied-Noir. And Jacques-Olivier was and is still actually the VP of Cadence Design System for all the Virtuoso product line. And Jacques-Olivier was very, very passionate and enthusiastic about the semiconductor industry. So he got me actually convinced that working in the chip industry would be the right way to bring my dream of man-machine fusion to life. And here I am 20 years later, still enthusiastic about this and still thinking that we will come to this in one day, which is getting sooner and sooner.
That's a good story. I think we are getting closer to your dream. Let's hope so. So can you tell us the Menta backstory? You know, what brought you to Menta and, you know, how did the company come about?
Okay, so I actually joined Menta in 2016. So it's already 6 years ago, right when Menta enjoyed new fans, new fundings and a new CEO, Vincent Marcus. And Vincent was reshaping the company. So he asked me to join to actually restart the company. But the company Menta actually started much earlier than this. It's a spin-off actually from the University of Montpellier in south of France. And Menta has been working since 2007 on the eFPGA-IP technology and had at this time bring quite a really good technology, but was lacking the real product definition for customers and commercial and marketing side that was later brought in 2016 and so on.
Got it. So we mentioned DAC. I've seen you at DAC several times, actually, but we just talked last week. So for you, how was the show and you know, what was presented? What was the theme for Menta at this event?
Yeah, so DAC this year was actually wonderful. Let's say that we were exhibiting at 58th DAC in 2021, which happened in December due to the pandemic that we all know about. And in terms of traffic in December, that was really low. So we were not expecting much at DAC 2022. We didn't know if it was going to be huge traffic or as low as in December. But at the end, it actually completely exceeded our expectations. So in addition to meeting our partners, of course, friends and existing customers, we have experienced quite a tremendous interest with a number of chip architecture in progress that are planning for the use of one or more eFPGA IPs, and actually with often the decision already made to use Menta eFPGA IPs. So why that? It's actually linked to the punchline that we had at DAC is because Menta is revolutionizing the eFPGA market because we have a unique approach as we provide the eFPGA IP in a completely design adaptive way. So our customers can choose the numbers of resources in terms of lookup tables, but also DSPs and embedded memories. The DSPs and embedded memories themselves are completely configurable. And it is so design adaptive that we are now providing since December last year our eFPGA IP as a soft IP. That means that it is foundry, process nodes, standard cells, metastack, power management, and so on, all up to the customer choice. So we really adapt to our customers' requirements and not to the opposite. And in addition, of course, to the product that we have on the booth, we had quite a lot of interesting things to display. First, our visitors could see our Origami Programmer software live demonstration. They could see its efficiency, completeness, easiness to use. And in addition, we had a demonstration board of our eFPGA IP in a test chip that we did in STMicroelectronics 28F DSOI for government customers. And that was coupled to our partner Everspin STT MRAM Orient chip. And we also had booth presentation of the work we do with our partners in RISC-V, so ANDES and CODASIP.
Yeah, your booth was very busy. There was a lot going on. And I think, DAC, I agree with you. I think DAC was wonderful this year, and I think next year is going to be even better. So I'm looking forward to it. So we've been working together for 7 years, Johan. I just looked it up, and a lot has happened. But what is your company's biggest achievement for the past years?
Well, then you're right. We've been working for 7 years, and you've been in the industry for quite some time, participating and commenting to the industry. So you know that actually embedding programmable logic inside the ASICs, or later SoC, is actually an idea which is almost as old as FPGA chips themselves. So there have been quite some attempts in the past and many failures from small to large companies. Even Xilinx tried to do embedded FPGAs in the past. And as we mentioned a bit, the history of the company of Menta before, we had actually our first eFPGA IP, the version 1 product, in 2009. So that was 13 years ago already. And while we enjoyed some modest local success at this time, we could have actually anytime joined the summitary of eFPGA IP companies. So we have been building patiently a product that the customers wanted to have, you know, talking with many customers, refining the product. We now are at the version 5 of the eFPGA IP. And Menta is now a company which is well into revenues. We have customers in mass production, shipping is in several million of units. We have designs at 5 different foundries, more than 10 different process nodes. So I would say our biggest achievement for the past years is to have strongly contributed to make the eFPGA IP market a reality. And we can say that today the eFPGA IP market adoption is really there.
Yeah, I mean, you've done quite well. I am in the ecosystem. You know, I've been here for 40 years, and I have heard nothing but good things about your products and your company and how you engage with customers. So you have done quite well. But as an IP vendor, you know, you're part of a complex ecosystem. What are your thoughts and actions regarding this?
Thank you, Dan, first for your comments. Indeed, we are part of a complex ecosystem, so it involves foundries, EDA vendors, other IP vendors, design houses, chip companies, and also an eFPGA is like a microprocessor that can be programmed or configured post-production in the field. So we have to build an ecosystem that also serves our customers, but also the customers of our customers. And we are therefore building an ecosystem around us. So we have quite some partnerships, first with complementary IP vendors and solution vendors. For example, we are partnering with ANDES and CODASIP for RISC-V processors. And together, we propose easy and very efficient ISA extension in the field through adding eFPGA IPs to the processors. We are also working with security companies like Rambus and Secure-IT. We have several demonstrators with Secure-IC, which include a complete eFPGA IP bitstream security solutions with authentication, proof and encryption, decryption, also side channel attack protection, and so on. And we also have partners with companies like Everspin, with whom we demonstrate how to couple the STTM RAM with our eFPGA IP to have like non-volatile programmable logic solutions. But not only with IP and solution vendors, we also partners with EDA vendors. For example, Siemens EDA, our customers can use Siemens EDA Catapult to target our eFPGA IPs with their high-level synthesis tool. We work with academic partners like CEA in France, IMEC in Belgium, and Karlsruhe Institute of Technology in Germany. And also a very important thing is the design houses. So we do have a design houses partner program that we actually launched earlier this year. And members of these programs are companies today like IC Alps in France, Trusted Semiconductor Solutions in the USA, and Semi5 in South Korea. And these vendors actually know how to integrate our eFPGA soft IP, and they can offer a turnkey solutions, including our eFPGA IP, to their customers. So for example, with TSS, we address together the aerospace and defense market in the USA and already have several customers together. And this list of design houses partner is expanding as we speak now.
That's impressive. You know, we all know that ecosystem is everything in the semiconductor industry. And wow, that's a good ecosystem. Congratulations. So talk about the landscape for eFPGAs. You know, what makes you different from your competitors?
So one thing we do as Menta is that we make sure that we offer our customer a solution which is very different from what our competitors offer, so that they really have an easy choice to make depending on the designs and what they are looking for. So we have three major differentiators, I would say. The first is really that we are completely design adaptive. So we already touched a bit about this, but our principle is that we adapt to our customers' requirements in terms of resources, availability in the process nodes and process options they need and target. And we have a large number of options. An example of this is that we provided for Thales Alenia Space an eFPGA IP ready for production in X-Fab 180 nanometer node, so a legacy node, radiation hardened, based on IMEC radiation hardened standard cells in less than 4 months. So this is really the kind of things that we can do for our customers. Second, we offer actually the fastest and easiest integration into our customer SoC design. So we really took care of this. First thing is that the soft IP is delivered in a matter of days. So that's not months or years to wait for. We have the best yield reliability and testability of the market. And our IP is compatible with any EDA flow and can be connected to any interfaces. Last, and you know this also by heart, is we offer the best usability in terms of software. You know that an eFPGA IP, like an FPGA, is completely useless. It's a piece of wood if you don't have a great RTL to Bitstream software. So our Orgain Programmer software is self-contained. Our customers don't need to buy a third-party tool or play with cumbersome free software to be able to configure the eFPGA IP. It also can be provided standalone or as an API so that they can integrate it inside their SDK and provide it and redistribute to their customers, making it really, really easy to use and program.
Yeah, I agree completely. I've heard that, you know, from customers as well. So you guys have done an excellent, excellent job. One question about Europe. You know, a lot of things are going on in Europe. What's next for Menta, and really what's next for Menta as a European IP provider?
Well, thank you for this question, because it's not often that Europe is placed at the center of the semiconductor world, but there are actually quite a lot of activities. Of course, you may have heard about European Chip Acts. So there are quite a lot of money is put on the table to put back Europe in the semiconductor world. One of the contributions we are working on with our partners is actually a disruptive solution to bring chiplets-based designs from what is well-known today, high-end cloud data centers, high-volume products like done by AMD, for examples, to actually mid-end, mid-volume edge products. So the secret to this to us is actually to propose what we call a universal interposer. And this universal interposer is actually making use of our eFPGA IPs. And of course, this is something which is already protected. And as part of the European Chip Acts, we built together with our partners a platform which is due to revolutionize the way the edge chips are made and allow to Europe to actually make use of what is existing in terms of technologies now and in the future, thanks to the investments that are made, and also which is available to any companies who are not one of the top three biggest semiconductor IP companies, and they cannot spend $500 million in doing one chip.
Right. Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned chiplets. Chiplets seem like a perfect fit for eFPGAs.
It is. So we are already proposing the eFPGA as an IP, but we already also have some chiplets available. Actually, the first one we did was 3 years ago. So we have been, I think, quite some pioneers in this. It was for private customers, so not advertised much, but we already do have experience in this. And yes, I agree with you. Chiplets is, but that's the consensus today. It's the way the semiconductor world has to go for the next 10 years. And we are looking forward being part of it by bringing eFPGA chiplets, IPs, and platforms to the semiconductor world.
That's great. So how do customers engage with Menta? You know, how do they get in contact with you? You know, how is the customer engagement? What does it look like?
So first of all, customers can contact us in many ways. We are part of several platforms on the web, but also through our website, of course. We also have local representatives all over the world. In addition, we are growing up also all over the world. So for example, in the USA, we have started a new office with one business development person who will be soon joined. So Jean-Charles Bouzig, who will be soon joined by FAE, local FAEs to support our customers. We have, of course, the headquarters in Europe and offices in Armenia and Yerevan and representatives in China, in India, in Japan, in Taiwan, and all over the, Israel and all over the world. So first way is to contact, first thing is to contact, of course, our sales team or to contact us through through our website. And then what we like to do is, of course, to bring a solution that fits the customer's needs. So it is very important to us to listen to your requirements before getting into what is our technology so that we can adapt our technology to your requirements.
That's great. We put a link to your website in the notes, but it's menta-efpga.com. And thank you very much, Johan, for your time. This is a great, great content, and we will see you again soon.
Thank you very much, Dan. Looking forward to seeing you again.
That concludes our podcast. Thank you all for listening, and have a great day.